Richard Branson's Virgin Atlantic hosted an event under the banner Business is an Adventure in partnership with Investec today. And looking at the shifts we're seeing globally on the political and economic fronts, I caught up with Richard and started off by asking him how he's navigating the turbulent adventure Brexit has taken his airline on, where Virgin Atlantic, like so many others, have been hit by, for one, the drop in the pound. Here's that conversation.
Brexit was a utter disaster, I feel. I mean, it's very, very sad for Great Britain. It's very sad for Europe. It's, I think, dangerously sad for democracy throughout Europe. And I'm still, you know, just a little bit hopeful that we'll end up with a new referendum. But we'll have to see how the election goes. There have been a number of airlines that have gone bankrupt over the last 2 or 3 years as a result of the Brexit referendum. Virgin Atlantic has survived, I think. You know, we've got a great team of people running it. We're actually expanding to new routes. So, you know, we're expanding to India, to Brazil. I just got back from Tel Aviv where we launched a new route. And I think we're lucky that the Virgin brand is 50 years old. It's well respected. And so people, if they have to stick with one airline, they seem to be sticking with Virgin Atlantic.
And in the interim, is Virgin Atlantic simply buffered by your other Virgin companies?
It's obviously nice for any company within the Virgin, you know, umbrella to know that, you know, if they do run into a tough time for a year or two, that the other companies can step in and help them out. But actually, Virgin Atlantic's managed to stand on its own 2 feet, and you know, we've got tremendous partners with Delta, now KLM, Air France, the team have done great. We've also, you know, we're bringing on board a whole lot of new planes. The most beautiful of which, I think, is the A350, which we're going to be putting on the Joburg route next year. And the advantage of putting on these new planes, they're largely made of carbon fiber, which will bring our fuel bill down and our carbon outputs down by about 32%. So we're going to be, I think, the cleanest airline in the sky very soon.
Okay, so you're no stranger to the kind of impact politics and uncertainty can have on economies, and you're a business that's investing nevertheless. What's your assessment of South Africa's business climate right now? And I ask in the context of President Cyril Ramaphosa currently hosting his second investment summit in a bid to woo international investors.
I think it's a good time to invest in South Africa. I mean, we're expanding Virgin Active Health Clubs. We're looking seriously at coming back into Cape Town if we can get the slots at Heathrow, and I think, you know, now you've got somebody leading the country who's trustworthy. I think you have the basis, hopefully, of a really positive future.
So in the chase for yield and returns in a slowing growth environment, how aggressively are you pursuing emerging markets like South Africa, frontier markets in broader Africa as well?
Yeah, I mean, just taking Virgin Atlantic alone, you know, we're looking at flying to Kenya, we're looking at flying to Addis Ababa. What else? We're looking at Nairobi. Nairobi, Addis Ababa, Accra, and Cape Town. Get my cheat list here. And there is a new runway being built at Heathrow, which makes it much more possible for us to compete on all these important routes. I was in Addis Ababa meeting the wonderful new president there with the elders, which was a group set up by Nelson Mandela. Only two months ago, and you know, it's just great where you can get these sort of shining leaders, you know, who sort of are step into sort of Mandela's type of shoes, running a country, and that, you know, he's a good deserver of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, talking new frontiers and the future of business, 35 years since launching your airline, we have hot on everybody's lips, Virgin Galactic, with a crucial step, and that its listing now done and dusted. How are you rating your muscle against some of the contenders in the space tourism market?
I think it's specifically on putting people into space, Virgin Galactic is ahead. So we're the only private company to have put five people into space in the last few months and to have made them astronauts, and so it's been a tremendously exciting few months, and you know, we're also proud of the fact that there hasn't been a new astronaut made on American soil since 2009. So you know, it's great that Virgin is now making that possible. Obviously, through the through the float, we've got more resources, yeah. Which means we can build more spaceships, and hopefully in time we can start getting the price of a ticket to space down, so that you know, some people who are watching this program one day will have a chance to go to space.
As you say, much needed funds now raised, but Virgin Galactic yet to turn to profitability. Net losses of $86.7 million coming through in the first half of 2019. How soon before we see this business starting to break even, turn profitable even? Is it as soon as the first trip?
Now we're a public company. I am not allowed to give any figures out in case one day I get sued by somebody and get the figures wrong. But obviously we're not profitable at the moment because we're not taking passengers up yet. But hopefully by the end of next year or early the following year, we'll start taking people up. And then it won't be too long after that, hopefully, that will be profitable.
Hopefully, like you say, it's hard to make predictions in an environment like this, especially where you've got a shaky environment for companies with grand visions, but unproven business models at the end of the day. We've got projections and expectations sitting very high. UBS estimates having the outer orbit travel industry pegged at about $3 billion by 2030. Given associated costs, though, how much of a spanner in the works does the current global economic climate throw to those ambitions?
I think that as far as the kind of people who are going to go up on Virgin Galactic initially, if there was a downturn in the global economic condition, it wouldn't actually affect Virgin Galactic. We have 700 odd people signed up to go to space. We have another 5,000 on the waiting list. So we're going to be busy for really quite some years to come, even with just our own, the people who've already signed up. So if there is a recession, these people will take us through to the time that it comes out of a recession, and then we'll get another 5,000 people signed up.
Richard, you've pivoted multiple times and entered new markets. What's your advice to startup businesses, entrepreneurs in South Africa right now looking to grow in a slow to no growth environment because it's impeded by deep-seated structural issues?
Well, I've just celebrated the new look Virgin Entrepreneurs organization in South Africa. Which Virgin Active are playing a major role behind. And they are convinced that they can get 10,000 jobs created within the next 3 years just through the Brandt's the Center of Entrepreneurship. So what they're going to be doing is getting out there, finding people who've got great ideas that can make a difference to other people's lives in South Africa, mentoring them and helping them get on their feet. When I started many years ago, the economic climate was terrible, but by doing things that were better than other people were doing them, people started buying our products, and now 50 years later, we're here and things have gone pretty good.
Well, that was Richard Branson, and do remember to pick up a business day tomorrow for further insight into some of the investment plans, I guess, they have for South Africa moving forward.